Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of San Marcial. The battle fought on 31st August and 1st September 1813 along the French border during the Peninsular War, with Spanish troops decisively repelling the French attack. My name is John McKenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Battle of San Marcial, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the battle. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@BritishBattles.com. At the Battle of San Marcial, Spanish, British and Portuguese troops, commanded by General the Earl of Wellington, fought against French troops, commanded by Marshal Soult. The Spanish contingent was commanded by General Manuel Freire. 20,000 French troops, out of an army of 40,000, were actively involved in the battle. 8,000 Spanish troops held Mount San Marcial. A further 5,000 British troops and 4,000 Portuguese troops were involved in the battle. The British, Portuguese and Spanish won the battle. Following the Battle of Vitoria on 21st June 1813, the French army was forced back across the frontier from Spain into southwestern France. The Emperor Napoleon appointed Marshal Soult to command this French army, with instructions to reinvade Spain, and, in particular, to relieve the French garrisons in Pamplona and San Sebastian, both under siege by Wellington's British, Portuguese and Spanish army. The Battle of the Pyrenees, fought between 25th July and 2nd August 1813, saw Soult's attempt to reach Pamplona decisively beaten back across the border. Soult resolved to relieve the French garrison in San Sebastian by an advance down the coast. The trigger for Soult's operation was to be the sound of Wellington's guns renewing the attack on San Sebastian. Soult faced considerable difficulties. His troops were suffering a severe loss of morale following their defeat in the Battle of the Pyrenees, and he had no supplies with which to feed them, particularly once they crossed into Spain. Soult reorganized his divisions, replacing those regiments reduced by casualties with regiments from Villatte's Reserve Corps. Wellington, expecting a further French advance across the border, and in particular an advance to relieve San Sebastian, built field fortifications in the mountainous area on the western side of the Bidasoa River, covering the main roads heading southwest into Spain and southeast through the Pyrenees. The storming of San Sebastian took place on 31st August 1813, with the covering bombardment beginning on 27th August 1813. Soult launched his attack with the corps of Ray and Clausel, while d'Erlon guarded the French left flank from positions at Sarre, Einhoa and Espilet. Ray was to cross the river Bidasoa and advance along the coast road towards Oyarzun, with his main attack falling on General Freire's three Spanish divisions positioned on the mountain of San Marcial, giving the battle its name. Clausel was to cross the river Bidasoa to the south of Ray and attack Wellington's positions around Vera, penetrating into the mountainous region of Mount Aya and on through to Oyarzun, where his corps would link with Ray's for the final relief of the French garrison in San Sebastian. Lack of forage for the horses prevented Soult from deploying much of his cavalry or artillery in the attack. Awareness of the lack of supplies undermined the morale of the French soldiers even before the operation began. The French corps assembled for the attack on 28th and 29th August 1813, with the sound of the bombardment of San Sebastian as a background. Soult deployed 40 guns along the River Bidassoa to support Ray's attack. Once Ray had taken San Martial, he was to advance along the northern side of Mount Aya towards Oyarzun. A brigade of cavalry with two batteries of horse artillery would advance in support of Ray's infantrymen, crossing the River Bidassoa over pontoon bridges, assembled by the French engineers while the attack progressed. In the early hours of 30th August 1813, Soult ordered a delay of the French attack until the 31st of August. During this delay, Wellington strengthened his positions on Mount Aya, while Soult moved Foy's division to Saint-Jean-de-Luz in support of Ray. Wellington's key position, the heights of San Martial and the town of Irun, was held by 6,000 men of three divisions from the Spanish Fourth Army, commanded by General Frere. These Spanish divisions were supported by Howard's and Aylmer's British brigades on the left and Longa's Spanish division on the right. Further formations came up on Frere's right, two brigades of Cole's British 4th Division, Miller's Portuguese Brigade and Inglis's Brigade from the 7th Division. These deployments took Wellington's line along the lower Bidassoa as far southeast as Lesaca. On the east bank of the Bidassoa, the British Light Division lay along the ridge of Santa Barbara, running 3 miles west to east from the river to the village of Ibantelli. From this position, the Light Division was able to menace the flank of Clausel's advance. Further to the southeast, the divisions of Dalhousie, the 7th Division, Colville, the 6th Division, and Hill, the 2nd Division, were ordered to demonstrate against Soult's left flank. The day of the battle, 31st August 1813, dawned with a dense fog across the battlefield. Clausel formed his corps opposite Vera before dawn, the divisions of Topin, d'Armagnac and Van der Meesen, with Marensin's division in reserve. At 7 a.m. the fog cleared and each side was enabled to see the other. Wellington made various changes in his line to meet the impending French attack. Inglis and Dalhousie marched their troops to Salins de Lesaca, across the Bidassoa from Vera. Kempt, in temporary command of the Light Division, was ordered to attack the French in Vera or cross the River Bidassoa to join Inglis, as seemed appropriate to him. He chose to move a brigade across the river. Clausel withdrew Marensin's division from his attack to counter the British Light Division, while d'Armagnac's, Topin's and Van der Meesen's divisions crossed the Bidassoa by the fords below Vera, covered by the fire of two batteries positioned on the east bank of the river. Between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m, d'Armagnac's division drove Inglis's brigade back from its position along the river after hard fighting, Inglis taking up a new position to the right rear of Cole's 4th Division. The British 51st Regiment covered Inglis's retreat and suffered the greatest number of the 300 casualties suffered by the brigade. Clausel, confronted by Wellington's main line, decided not to press his attack further until Ray took the San Martial position. The British Light Division remained on the Santa Barbara Heights, inactive on Wellington's command, but threatening Clausel's left rear, while two regiments, the 43rd and 1st 95th, crossed the river by the Lesaca Bridge to maintain contact with Inglis. Further north, Ray's attack across the River Bidassoa, led by La Martiniere's division, crossed the river before daybreak by the three fords situated upstream from the French town of Biriatou. Mokoun's division crossed the Bidassoa in support of La Martinière, while Villatte's division crossed downstream of Biriatou to cover the building of the pontoon bridges needed to enable the supporting cavalry and artillery to cross the river. La Martinière's division attacked the left of Frère's Spanish divisions, while one brigade of Mokoun's division attacked the right. Mokoun's 2nd Brigade remained in reserve. The slope up to the Spanish position on Mount Saint-Martial was steep and covered in brushwood, preventing the French troops from maintaining column formations. Reaching a point two-thirds of the way up the slope, the French, in considerable confusion, were charged by the Spanish and driven back to the bottom of the mountain. Here the French troops were rallied. General Guy brought forward King Joseph's bodyguard, a unit in Villatte's division, and led them with skill and panache up the mountainside against the left of the Spanish position, reaching the ridge beneath the summit. The British 85th Regiment came forward from Aylmer's brigade to bolster the wavering Spanish line. Frère sent a request to Wellington for additional support, but before this request was received, the Spanish divisions launched their 2nd counterattack against La Martinière and Pinotou. Again the French were driven down the mountain. This time there was no rallying the beaten French infantry, who rushed into the river to escape. Wellington, in answer to Frère's request for support, pointed out that Frère had won the victory and should retain all the honour for his Spanish troops. The French engineers, working on the pontoon bridges in the River Bidassoa, cut loose the pontoons and used them to rescue their infantry comrades attempting to swim back across the river. Several pontoons sank through overloading. Only after some hours could the French troops be rallied on the east bank of the river, but without any realistic expectation that they would resume the battle. Further to the southeast, there were engagements between Wellington's troops and d'Erlon's corps. The Portuguese brigades of the 6th and 7th Divisions drove Abbé from Zugura Murdi and burnt his camp at Urdax, and Giron's Spanish division engaged Conru at Sarre. The defeat of Ray's attack on Saint-Martial caused Soult to accept the failure of his attempt to relieve Saint-Sebastian and to order his troops back across the river Bidassoa. At around this time, a ferocious rainstorm burst over the battlefield. Branches were torn from trees, and very quickly the river Bidassoa and other rivers and streams in the area became impassable torrents. At 5 p.m, Clausel received Soult's order to retreat. Clausel's 3 divisions on the west side of the river Bidassoa, d'Armagnac's, Taupin's and Van der Meesen's, withdrew to the fords they had used to cross the Bidassoa in the morning, to find them impassable, with a depth of more than 6 feet of torrential water. Clausel's men spent the night on the west bank of the Bidassoa, and early on 1st September 1813 marched to the bridge at Vera. In the early hours of 1st September 1813, Van der Meesen's division led Clausel's corps to Vera, where Captain Daniel Cadou's detached company of the British 2nd 95th Rifles held a loopholed house at the eastern end of the bridge. 2 British riflemen, posted on the bridge, attempted to give the alarm by firing their weapons, but their powder was wet from the rain, and the 2 men were bayoneted by the advancing French. However, the rifles were on the alert, and Cadou's company stood to and drove the head of Van der Meesen's column back across the bridge, firing from the loopholed house, a fire the French were unable to return due to the driving rain. Cadou's men held the French back from crossing the bridge for an hour until the British brigade commander, Major General Skerritt, sent a message ordering Cadou to retire to the brigade positions on the Santa Barbara Heights. As the fire of his company of riflemen was preventing the French from crossing the bridge, Cadou ignored the order. The French commander, Van der Meesen, was forced to deploy his entire division in the attacks on the bridge. The coming of daylight and the lifting of the rain enabled the French artillery to open a bombardment of Cadou's post. Skerrett sent a second message to Cadou, ordering him to withdraw from Vera. This time Cadou complied, but the withdrawal was difficult as French troops were across the river, even though Skerrett sent forward a company to assist Cadou's men. Cadou and 16 of his company were killed, with 3 officers and 43 men wounded. General Van der Meesen was killed conducting the attacks on the bridge at Vera. With Vera clear of British troops and the bridge in French hands, Clausel's corps was able to withdraw across the river Bidassoa into France, bringing the battle to a close. French casualties from the 2 days' fighting were 467 killed, 2,984 wounded, and 357 captured. Officer casualties were high, with 29 killed and 147 wounded. 1,643 of the casualties came from La Martinière's division's attack on the Spanish position on Mount Saint-Martial. General Van der Meesen was killed, and General La Martinière died of wounds. 3 brigade commanders were wounded, 2 colonels killed, and 9 regimental and battalion commanders wounded. Spanish, British, and Portuguese casualties were around 2,600, most being Spanish. Fortescue points to the high proportion of French officer casualties as an indicator of low morale in the French regiments. The battle marked the end of Napoleon's ambitions in Spain. The French invasion of the Iberian Peninsula was over. Soult was now faced with Wellington's inexorable invasion of southern France. The Battle of Saint-Martial is not a battle honour for British regiments, nor is it a clasp on the 1847 General Service Medal. The conduct of Freire's Spanish troops in repelling Ray's attacks on Mount Saint-Martial was particularly meritorious, as the Spanish troops were starving due to the neglect of their government to provide them with supplies. David Cadou, the officer who held the bridge at Vera, was from Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. He was commissioned into 2nd 95th Rifles on 2nd February 1801. Cadou fought at the battles of Barossa, San Millan, Vitoria and the Pyrenees. Major General Skerrett was heavily criticised for failing to provide Captain Daniel Cadou's company with greater support in the action of the bridge at Vera, particularly by the 95th. Skerrett returned to England the same month and was replaced as brigade commander by Colonel John Colborne, the inspiring commanding officer of the 52nd Light Infantry. Skerrett commanded a brigade in the attack on Bergen op Zoom in 1814, where he was killed. On 25th August 1813, shortly before the Battle of Saint-Martial, the officers of all 3 battalions of the 95th Rifles celebrated the anniversary of the raising of the regiment with a dinner. 2 trenches were dug, facing each other, and the 70 officers sat on the edges with their legs in the excavated areas. The food and drink was placed on the surface between them. The dinner was punctuated by loud cheers, causing the neighbouring French regiment to remain on the alert for much of the night. The 85th Bucks Volunteers in 1813 was selected by the Duke of York to become light infantry and given the title of the Duke of York's Own Light Infantry. All the officers were replaced by officers selected by the Duke of York. The 85th arrived in Spain in autumn 1813 as part of Aylmer's brigade. Robert Batty, three of whose pictures are shown on the BritishBattles.com site for the battle, served as an officer in the 1st Foot Guards in the Western Pyrenees and was later wounded at the Battle of Waterloo. Batty took a degree in medicine at Caius College, Cambridge in 1813 before joining the army. A talented artist, Batty toured Europe after leaving the army, executing sketches and pictures of various landmarks and cities, publishing books, and becoming a Fellow of the Royal Society. Batty wrote and illustrated accounts of the campaigns he experienced. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of San Marcial. I hope you have enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the battle, where you will find pictures of the battle and images of the regiments that took part, with my map of the battle. Finally, I would invite you to look at the list of British Battles podcasts on www.britishbattles.com/BritishBattles-com-podcasts.